Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, the Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Glad you're with us. Whatever station you find us every day or online, Bob Getty, Kelly Sanders saying thank you. As we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio, we've got a full show today. Marshant Kenny joining us later in the program. Nikki Hudson going to talk to us about trick-or-treat at the Pete, and we're going to kick off the show talking with baseball coach Christian Ostrander today. Opening segment, of course, sponsored every day by Dickie's Barbecue. All right. You know, I've never lived in a community, Kelly, where people await the release of the baseball schedule almost as much as they do the start of a season of another sport, but that's kind of where we live here.
And we talk about trick-or-treat at the Pete, and I think Coach Oz went as the Wizard of Oz last year to trick-or-treat at the Pete, and all I can say about this schedule is Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh, my.
All right. The schedule's out, Coach Christian Ostrander. I want to read the first 10 opponents. Santa Barbara, UC Santa Barbara, 3 games. Southeastern Louisiana, Purdue, Oregon State, Baylor, Alabama, Louisiana Tech, Mississippi State. Could you not find some good competition to start the season with, Coach?
Yeah, I tell you. It sounds, when you put it that way, it sounds kind of taxing for sure, but no, it's by design, just trying to stay with kind of the model we have, and and was lucky to get a few great opponent coming in, and UC Santa Barbara, and getting to go to that Round Rock tournament. So going to be fun,
Coach. I don't know that we've ever had a better home schedule. You've got Alabama coming here, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. You have Louisiana Tech. I'm not going to go down all the schools. Troy's playing here, Georgia Southern. All tremendous baseball programs. I think it's fair to say this is the most challenging schedule that I've seen in Southern Miss baseball. Where would you put it?
Well, we've had some challenging ones before too. I mean, we really have, and it's hard to say how it all plays out. I mean, when you have 5 midweek SEC games, that's a challenge in itself, but we're glad to have that, that capability. And the 4 non-conference weekends, I think, getting a premier program, and UC Santa Barbara certainly is. It's, they're regional year in, year out, top 50 RPI or better, and a lot of respect, really good. I mean, they got some good arms, and it'll be a challenge for sure, but I think they feel the same way. And, then getting to go play in that marquee tournament at Round Rock, very thankful for the program, and I think the program deserves, that opportunity to go over there and do that. So, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge, but they all are. Win a game of baseball is hard regardless of who you play. So, might as well play good ones.
Teams out of the Big Ten, out of the Pac-12, I mean, you look at all of those. There used to be every once in a while in Southern Miss schedules, probably before you got here, Coach Oz, like an Oakland – is sprinkled in there with a New Mexico military or
see any of them here on the schedule.
I don't either. But my question is, when you do, and of course iron sharpens iron, we've talked about that, but when you schedule teams like this, if your team gets into a little bit of a rut, is there a danger that scheduling too difficult can hurt you RPI-wise, wins and losses-wise? I mean, that sounds like a stupid question. Well, maybe it is, but I want to get your reaction.
I mean, you can't live that way. You gotta look at it as, you know, trust what you have. And we certainly trust our players. You know, we feel like these guys can go out there and play with anybody. And, you know, we just got to prepare them. And they have to prepare themselves, obviously. But, you know, so you don't, I don't think of it in those terms. I think of it in, you know, you win games with this schedule, then you got a chance to have postseason baseball back at the Pete, you know, like we've talked about. And the only way for that to happen as a quote-unquote non-Power Four or mid-major, whatever you want to call it, the only way that can happen is you got to play a tough schedule.
Right, no question.
And you certainly have to win games. So,
Coach, tell us how the thing with the Round Rock came about. How do you get invited to a tournament like that? Because that's really a prestigious field there.
Yeah, I had a gentleman reach out several years ago. I think it was – I can't remember if it was in during the 23 season or whatnot. Coach Berry let me start, you know, working on those, doing the scheduling then. Guy reached out that puts on a tournament at three different venues, you know, collegiate tournaments at three different venues each year, and they wanted us to get in there. And it was a no-brainer for us. I mean, it's they run really well. Everything we've heard about Round Rock, it's going to be a great experience for our players. Great venue, great opponent, but also, you know, the thing they stress so much about is it's your fans will enjoy it. So we really hope we have a lot of our fans that want to make that a getaway trip, maybe. Mm-hmm. And spend a weekend there in Round Rock and see some really good baseball.
And we're going to break down the schedule in our fourth segment today, you know, get into more details on the schedule. Let's talk a little bit more now about the fall. What's before you, Coach Ostrander? What have you liked so far of what you've seen?
Yeah, I really like it. We really feel like we have some really good leadership with this group already, which we knew that. I mean, it's a really good blend of old and new, old and young, maybe. So I think we're going to have a chance to have a lineup that has a lot of experience. You know, a lot of ABs at this level, with many of them, those ABs coming here at Southern Miss, but some of them coming from other programs, but at this level. So, feel very, very good about that. I think it's going to be a long lineup that's you're going to have to work to get through, kind of like we felt last year. And the pitching, to me, is the capabilities are there to be special. You know, I think there's depth. I think there's quality depth. And, you know, it's just going to ultimately be guys going out and doing what they're capable of. And, you know, so we feel good about it. I'm always cautiously optimistic. You know, the biggest thing is you got to find your heartbeat, you know, as a group. And, you know, and that's something that's happened here year after year, that a team comes together and you just kind of, they start steamrolling. So, that's what we'll have to do with this group. And, there's a lot of returners with some mixed in youth and new guys. And, you know, they just got to find their own heartbeat.
The depth on this team gives you a lot more flexibility as a coach to use pinch hitters, to use pinch runners, just to change your lineups based on the pitching matchups of the other team. How would you compare the depth and flexibility, what you anticipate with the 2026 squad as compared to the 25 squad?
It's going to, you know, to be determined. I do feel like we have depth. I feel like we have some good options. We've had some good scrimmages anytime, you know, so they're competitive scrimmages. So you split your group of your offensive or defensive players into two different groups, and you can feel like it's still competitive. That's a good thing, and we certainly do, you know, feel that way. So, you know, just after it shakes out and whatever that nine-man lineup looks like, or you know how it ends, yes, there'll be a few guys on that bench that are very capable of being in that lineup that should provide depth. And I think the difference in this year and last year is that some of those guys might be younger. I thought last year we had some older depth, you know, on the bench, but it's all got to play out, and, right, and you know, and time will tell. But I feel like that those components are going to be there.
All right, Coach, we look forward to being out at the Pete next Tuesday. We talked to Jack yesterday about it. We're going to come out and broadcast the show out with you and your guys next Tuesday. But before that, In our next segment, we're going to be talking to Nikki Hudson about a big community deal that you guys do every year, Trick or Treat at the Peeting. Go ahead, Coach. Here's your platform. The Golden Eagle Nation is right before you. Can you tell us what you're going to be Thursday night?
I cannot. I'm sorry, Golden Eagle Nation. I'm going to refrain, and we'll all come out together as a staff and have some fun with it.
Now, one of your coaches revealed to us, and you can verify this if this is correct or not, Coach Oz, that you assign the coaches' characters. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes. Me and Carly has some fun with it. I can tell you that. She does a great job with this, and mm-hmm. and so we do. We kind of try to come up with ideas that requires a group or whatever, and it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy it. Our players enjoy it, and it's certainly awesome to watch the community and how many people come to that event. And Community Bank, those guys, they do an unbelievable job. Our folks here on campus do a great job with it. So it's a special night.
No question. This Thursday night, correct, Coach?
That's right.
And we'll be counting. I always love looking every year. How many little boys come as Southern Miss baseball players? It's a bunch. So we'll try to keep a tab on that. Coach, thanks as always for your time. We look forward to what's going to be a thrilling baseball season.
Well, appreciate y'all having me. Thank you.
Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody. He's not going to reveal any secrets. You'll have to go Thursday night. Nikki Hudson may know. She is the corporate coordinator, shall we say, for Trick or Treat at the Peeting. We're going to have Nikki on the show next. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank Christian Ostrander for joining us. Always great having him on the Eagle Hour. And, of course, once baseball rolls around, I hope he'll join us every Monday. I feel certain that he will. Killer schedule. UC Santa Barbara, Southeast Louisiana, Purdue, Oregon State, Baylor, Alabama, Louisiana Tech, Mississippi State. And that just gets you, Kelly, through the first 2.5 weeks of the baseball season. That's just insane.
Where are these other schools that,
That's just insane.
These, like, Tufts and
I keep looking for them. I want to see, like,
Upper Michigan or...
Yeah, Western Michigan State or something like yeah. that, and I can't find it anywhere. All right, well, before we get to doing that, and again, next Tuesday we will be out at Pete Taylor Park all day. This segment is sponsored by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player, coincidentally, Matt Warren invites you to see him and his staff for premium Goodyear products. Full-service auto and truck service is all at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full auto and truck service, and big Southern Miss supporters. Also, thanks to our official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis of Hattiesburg. Their sedans and SUVs are gorgeous. You can see them all in Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And, of course, every day we remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, and thousands of you hear us that way every day. Message yesterday, Kelly, from a listener in Brandon who listens and fussed at me a little bit about playing the wah-wah music behind the soccer, but we had a really good exchange last night. He's a good listener, and he understands it. We love Coach Mo and the soccer team, and we sometimes just have a little fun.
Yeah, and it's no secret that they're struggling. They would admit that, and it's not the end of the world, right?
Thank you for that communication yesterday. Speaking of fun, man, it's going to be fun Thursday night at Pete Taylor Park, because that is Trick or Treat at the Pete. It has become a massive community event. It is sponsored by our good friends at Community Bank. And Nikki Hudson, Community Bank in Laurel, I'm happy to say, is a business friend of mine. We've done business together a long time. And Nikki, I guess this is the first time we've had you on the Eagle Hour.
It is. I have been on the morning show quite a few times for different events that Community Bank sponsors and puts on, but I've never been on the Eagle Hour, and so I'm super excited that you guys invited me to come on today and talk a little bit about Trick or Treat at the Peak.
Well, we're glad to have you. You know, we talk about this event a lot because it's such a huge, huge event. Tell us how Community Bank got started, and what is it about Trick or Treat at the Peak that you guys love being such a big part of?
Well, I mean, you know, if you pay attention at all, you'll learn real quick that Community Bank loves to truly be a part of the communities that we serve. And so we feel like being involved in those communities, giving back to them and them giving back to us, I mean, it all is just a great picture of us investing in the towns that we live and work in and just making it a great place to bank as well. And so when it became available for us to sponsor Trick or Treat at the Peak, it was a pretty easy answer. We love Southern Miss. We love Southern Miss baseball. We've got some alums here on staff as well. And so we are excited to be able to get together with them and put this event on. Of course, it's a focus toward kids, but I mean, kids of all ages, kids at heart, come out and have a great time Thursday night with us.
Well, Nikki, I know what you guys are all about, but when you signed on to do this, have you seen the price of chocolate lately?
Well, I will say we do be careful about the chocolate, only because sometimes, some years, if we know Mississippi, Halloween can be warm, and sometimes it will melt.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But
yeah.
We are sticking to some really good candy this year, and yes, candy is expensive, but when it comes to those kiddos, we don't mind a bit.
But how do you go about judging, like, what you anticipate numbers-wise? Because weather has a lot to do with, you know, turnout.
I just
don't know how you guys go about planning it.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, you know, really we just have to go off the previous year. And then now that we've done this for a few years in a row, we're kind of able to look at that average and see how it is based off of, you know, how the weather has been each year. And luckily the weather looks like it's going to be good so far on Thursday evening. And so even a little bit cool, which I think is kind of leans in toward Halloween. We always want that little crisp chill in the air. And so, you know, we have had multiple thousands come through at this event in one night, and we're not expecting any different this year. So I will tell you, there's an entire office full of candy and swag for Community Bank and different types of decor. And so we're ready to get all that unloaded and put on the baseball field.
How many kids would you expect there Thursday night, Nikki?
Yeah, I'm not going to say I know for sure, and I was not the main one helping with the event last year, but I want to say they had, you know, like 4,000 people attend. Now, how many
crazy.
Of those were parents versus kids? I mean, I'm not positive, but when I say it's been in the thousands, you know, they've had quite a few come through. So, so we're definitely planning for a big turnout.
All right, what do you want the public to know?
The public needs to know. It is Thursday. It starts at 5:30. Admission is free. Popcorn is free. Cotton candy is free. There's a Coke trailer complimentary as well. All these activities for these kids to do is free. We are just wanting to give back to the public and tell them thank you for being great customers, but also just to have a great time and spend together. And so really the only spot that you're going to spend any cash would be is if you go to the concession stand to get you a little light supper. They are going to have a limited menu in the concession stand open in case anyone does need to go ahead and grab a burger or hot dog. But all the games are going to be so much fun, no charge. There's going to be bouncy houses, jumps for the different ages, and they will be separated by that age. There'll be activities for the kids to do all over the park. You'll have a map in front of me, and they're going to have dizzy bat races and bean bag tosses, sack races. They're going to do the radar gun and let the kids, you know, pitch and see how fast they can throw. They're going to let them run the bases and time them, face paint. And all of that's going to be manned by the student athletes at Southern Miss. So that's really one of my favorite things about this is that those athletes get involved football, excuse me, baseball and softball especially, but a lot of the other athletes will come out and get involved and volunteer and play with the kids. And it's a great time for both of them. They probably have just as much fun, if not more, than the kids do.
No question. We should point out that it is softball and baseball that puts this on together.
It is. It is softball and baseball. Yes, sir.
So the softball kids will be dressed up, the baseball kids. But the big question, Nikki Hudson, I got two. Let me ask you this first one. Can you reveal to us, because he just refused to do it, can you tell us what Coach Oz is going to be?
Ooh, that's a question. I have not heard.
Oh, the president.
He's not going to spill the beans? He's not going to tell us?
No, he said he wouldn't tell us. No, he wouldn't tell us.
But
I'm coming as a banker. I think I'm going to dress up as a banker.
Yeah, my next question was, what is going to be your costume?
Yeah, I feel like we'll be running around so much. I mean, a costume would do well for me. But I told my son, he has a baseball game later that evening. I said, perfect, come in your baseball uniform. You'll be a baseball player. Yeah. It's the perfect setting. And then you can actually play a real game that evening.
Well, look, I'm going to suggest, since you're coming as a banker, so Kelly and I will feel at ease and normal. Can you have a slip of paper that you can hand both of us that say rejected? Loan declined. That's what it should say.
You're denied.
Loan denied. That's what I'm trying to say. Loan denied.
You try to find a way to say yes. You try to find a way to say approved. You can do that.
Well, Nikki, one of the questions I always have with one-night events like this is, because there's no protocol really set, is when, especially when you've got little kids running all over the place and a couple 3,000 sure. kids, what about parking, and what do you recommend to people safety-wise and parking for this event?
Yeah, absolutely. Kansas Police is involved. They've been in our meetings. They are going to be helping man the parking lot. The main parking lot right there at the field, it's going to be closed off because there are so many volunteers and workers from Southern Miss and also the bank who will be there. And so it will be shut off to workers only, but there will be campus police there at those crosswalks, at all of those other parking lots that are right there in that area to help those kids get across the street safely. We have volunteers at the gates watching as well for traffic and, kids who might be a little excited running ahead of their parents.
Right.
So we are eyes on a swivel and going to try to make sure that they are taken care of and are involving all the necessary departments to do so.
All right, Nikki, we sure appreciate you coming on, and you've been a good sport about everything, even the rejection slips that you're going to provide for me and Kelly.
Well,
loan decline, that's what it is, isn't it, Kelly?
Oh, no, maybe not. We'll get that credit score up. You'll be good. Thank you all so much for having me, and I hope to see you guys Thursday night.
Thanks a lot, Nikki. Nikki Hudson, everybody, for Community Bank in Laurel. She's a great young lady. We do a lot of business.
Look, if you just go around to any of these stores and just get one little bag of little candy bars.
$5.
And that might be 10 or 12 pieces,
Seriously, I bet they spend thousands of dollars.
They have to. I mean, if you've seen, and she said how expensive
4,000 kids?
Candy is. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad.
4,000 kids?
That's real. Let's just say it's really nice a community bank to do that.
Oh, yeah. Trick or treat at the Pete, formerly known as Halloween with Southern Miss. Is that what it was?
Trick or treating with the Eagles.
We're glad it's back to the original name. Trick or treat at the Pete, Thursday night.
5:30.
And speaking of scary characters, Marchant Kenny's next. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. DBAT on Hardy Street, great baseball, softball training. Holidays getting closer, great gift ideas, gift certificates, bats, gloves, hats. They got it all at DBAT. Kelly and I have both been in state-of-the-art stuff, man. We're lucky to have D-Bat here.
And, you know, over the holidays, too, Bob, the kids will be out of school 2 days, and what do they start saying? I'm bored, yes. I don't have anything to do. Well, I'm sure they're going to be having all sorts of holiday camps
No question. Also, if you've got a home project coming up, home remodeling, home repair, home construction, anything you need for your next project, you'll find it at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's Hattiesburg's new, beautiful improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. It's at 7329 Highway 98 West, and we just thank the world of Hank Lott and his great family.
And I have to tell you, Bob, there's something at my house that I just can't get rid of.
What's that?
Our next guest, Marchant Kenny.
Well, yeah, speaking of Beauty and the Beast, we go from Nikki Hudson to Marchant Kenny. Marchant, I'm going to go ahead.
The beauty, right, Bob? I'm the beauty.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you've clearly never seen Nikki Hudson.
No, Marchant.
Or there wouldn't be any mistake of who the beauty is.
I'm the beast.
Marchant and his lovely wife, Angela, are staying at Shea Center this weekend.
Yeah, why do you not let them stay for free? I've never understood that.
Bob, business is business. Friendship is one thing, but business is quite another.
But you told me how you screw him. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
He's from Louisiana. He's easily taken advantage of.
No. You'll love this part, though. We do pay him, but he gives us points. Like Marriott, he gives us points to stay again. I'm like, okay, thanks. Santa points.
So 20 Santa points, and you can shower for more than 45 seconds.
20 Santa points get you a free towel to take home.
Right now, they've got enough to stay out.
I'd be careful about that if I were you, Marsh.
Right now, I don't know what to tell.
They've got enough now to stay out on the back porch all weekend. So,
all right, Marshan, I got a question for you. Now, I'm watching the ball game Saturday night. And I thought I was tuning in to see the Golden Eagles, but the truth is it seemed like it, and Kelly's verified this, it seems like every crowd shot was you, Marchant. I mean, you must have been in 15 crowd shots during the game. How much did that cost you?
I tell you what, I asked them not to do it, but as you guys know, you've known me from a long time, I love the TV. The TV loves me. I can't do anything about it. I asked them not to, and there I am all over the place dancing like a fool.
Ironically, after they would show a picture of Marchant, they would post at the bottom of the picture, "Please drink responsibly."
Yeah. I'm actually a role model. Don't do what he's doing in the stands. I'm a PSA. I'm a living public service announcer.
Just to clarify things, Marchant, you've never drank alcohol at a Southern Miss football game, correct?
Yeah, all lies. And any of those, I drank 10 beers at a game. Lies.
Being from Louisiana and stuff, I just didn't figure that would be.
I'm a minimalist. Y'all know me, I'm a minimalist.
But, man, Marchant, the Eagles come in there, play a great – I mean, get the turnovers, create points off of the turnovers. You got to be feeling really – even though it was against your guys down there in Cajun country, you got to feel really good about where your alma mater sits right now, buddy.
I listened to you guys yesterday, and Bob put it perfectly. You know, last year and the year before, I don't even know what was going on. I was about to stop watching football, much less Southern Miss football. We're 5-2 right now, man, 3-0 in the West, first place. And Bob said, you know, I think we've righted the ship.
Yep. Definitely have.
Ship. Don't get me wrong, because it was bad last year.
Marchant, I also said I'd like to hear your view. You know a lot more about college football than me. Yes, the defense is much – everything is much improved. But to me, the single biggest factor is we have a big-time, real-time quarterback for the first time, I don't know, maybe since Nick Mullins was here.
Oh, man, I agree with that. Nothing is more important than the quarterback position and stability with that. I mean, like I said, in 96, when Lee Roberts finally got the start, we had a bona fide starter, and it just makes the team feel more stable. And, Braylon Braxton is the best quarterback in the Sun Belt, hands down. And the past 2 weeks, what I've seen out of him, he's just within the offense, and the offense is letting him do what he does best. If he wants to scramble, go. Run a quarterback draw with him, go. Because I talk about the running game with him, great arm. I mean, that 98-yard pass was just beautiful. Oh, my goodness, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But his ability to run and run over people is what sets him apart. And he seems comfortable after that first, second read's not there. Just take off and run, man. And that gives defenses problems.
Back up, back on the arm strength, though, I really like the way that he knows when he needs to throw a bullet and when he needs to throw like a, that soft pigeon that he threw for the 98-yard. I mean, that was such a deft, beautiful pass. And he throws them both, regardless of the speed. He throws them with spirals. And his ability to judge that, man, has been really fun to watch.
Yeah, perfect way to put it right there, Kelly. He just looks so much more stable in the black and gold uniform. All the kinks of maybe being in a new place or just kind of the team filling itself out. He's the bona fide leader, and I'm so glad you all noticed that, too. Just what kind of leader he is. One of our players gets his helmet knocked off. You know, Braylon runs to the field, gets a helmet, and gives it to the guy. You know, that's just leadership. That's your guy. No matter anybody in the locker room, this guy, that guy, the quarterback's a leader. Like Lee Roberts said, anything we listen back in the day, that's the quarterback.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I made that comment yesterday, and I wondered if maybe I was reading a little too much into that, but I really noticed when he went over and got that kid's helmet and brought it to him, and I hear you. You're agreeing that was a sign of team leadership.
Oh, huge team leadership. I mean, he's that locked into the game, even when he's not in, to see stuff like that. And that's my teammate. I got to help him real quick. And, you know, we do talk about Braylon. Thank goodness we have that, man. But let's talk about the big boys up front.
You
got to have people protecting. And they have not given – they've given up the least amount of sacks in the Sun Belt. And, boy, is that a night-and-day performance from – the Coach Hall era when our quarterbacks were more or less running for their lives.
And and to me, Marchant, you got the Warhawks coming in here this weekend, and we're going to talk about what homecoming means to you as a former player in a minute. But you got the Warhawks coming in here this weekend. A win for Southern Miss makes them bowl eligible with still 4 games left to play from here. And people will say, well, in this transfer portal era, you can turn things around that quickly. You can, but few do. And it appears it is happening at Southern Miss.
It is happening at Southern Miss, and obviously the main deal here is Coach Huff. I mean, pretty soon call this place Huffberg. I love that slogan right there. But he's created an environment here that is an environment of winning once again, and you can trust in the process that it's going to stay steady. I don't feel like it's going to be one week to the other. We don't know what to expect. I just think we're going to get better and better and better. And, yeah, it's crazy, man. Game 8 of the season, and we are playing for bowl eligibility, man.
It's hard,
and it's hard not to daydream right now about bowl eligibility. You know, Marshall's starting to get a little hot over there in the East. And we are the top team in the West, favored the rest of our way, rest of the games. Could you imagine us hosting Marshall at the Rock for the Sun Belt Champions? Could you imagine? That'd be better than any Days of Our Lives drama. Can you imagine the drama the media would create with that, Kelly? You'd have so much to talk about. So it'd be like you're watching your soaps back in the day. Drama again.
Another World was my favorite on NBC from 2
Another
to 3.
World.
All my children. Thank
world,
you. All
that
my
much
children.
Drama leading to the game with the Marshall people.
Hey, Marchant, before we run out of time here, I noticed you're wearing a number 35 jersey in your many television appearances, cameos, Saturday night. And I got to tell you, the kid you're honoring reminds me a lot of a former great, mean, nasty linebacker by the name of Marchant Kenny.
Yeah, I didn't have his speed, that's for sure, and I wore too big of a neck roll. I wish I wore smaller pads, but it is what it is. But I met Chris Jones, number 35, our starting linebacker, a couple years ago, right after he was recruited, and I just see it in his eyes. He's got these steely eyes, you know, like a T.J. Slaughter type look in those eyes, and he's old school in his approach. Like, he appreciates this Coach Huff vibe where there's more discipline, there's more organization, there's more accountability. Like real football players, they know that's what makes a team great, not dysfunction. It's discipline and organization. And he's old school. And, man, right now he's top 10 in the nation in tackles, number 1 in the Sun Belt in tackles. I don't wear a lot of jerseys to games. I haven't for years. But, man, Chris Jones, number 35, I'll wear it proudly right now, and he gives effort 100% every play. Effort. If you don't make the player do something wrong, if you're giving 100% effort, I can win with you.
Normally,
Chris Jones is that guy.
Normally, Marchant, we'd let you go at the end of this segment, but I do, if Bob doesn't mind, we can just hold you, because I do want to ask you about homecoming coming up and what it means to you and former players, and compared to like what some of the younger students will say about homecoming. Can you hang loose?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I've got a four-minute break. Marchant Kenny's going to stay with us through the remainder of the show. Do want to mention, of course, basketball played an exhibition game last night and lost. We'll talk about that briefly. Exhibition game. I mean, that's what it is.
Going to look at that baseball schedule, too, break it down for you.
Continue our conversation. I'd wear a number 43 jersey.
I would do whatever Chris Jones tells me to do. That's what I would.
I'm 50 years old. I'll do whatever Chris Jones tells me to do, too.
Do you remember 40?
I don't want to be part of that.
Do you remember 43, Marchant?
Derek Dix, man. I remember Derek Dix, baby.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the show, but that's a hell of a segue right there, isn't it? 4th Street, did you catch that?
I do, tend to be the sharpest guy, but I picked up on that.
That's really broadcast brilliance right there. It's a great place for lunch. It's a great place for dinner. It's a great place to hang out, and they're just great people down there. I bet you there's a Marchant Kenny picture somewhere in that building, Kelly.
He'll see.
Man,
to it.
What's so great about 4th Street, you don't get one 43 jersey. You get two 43 jerseys.
There you go.
See? Derek Nix and myself are on the walls while you eat your sandwich.
There you go.
And I'll always give props. I joke, Derek Nix is the best 43, man. That guy gave us everything at the Rock for SMTTT. I love me some Derek Nix, man.
He'd have been a big star in the NFL had he not gotten sick, wouldn't he?
Man, he just was old school. He'd have been everything in the NFL. Well, could have been, but, he's doing great things in the coaching ranks. And, man, God, is he fun to watch. Hey, man, was he fun.
Yeah. Continuing our discussion with Marchant Kenny. Marchant, before we let you go, I wanted to hold you over because I wanted to ask our colleague, Dima Mixon, who, full disclosure, is not but, 22, 23 years old, so he's just out of college. And he said, from a student standpoint, he thought that homecoming, respectfully, wasn't that big of a deal. But what does homecoming mean to you? Because I know a lot of the guys are coming back every year for homecoming. What does homecoming mean to you as a former athlete here at Southern Miss?
Oh, put myself back in the 90s and homecoming came around. What was so great, so many avenues I could go, but one of them, former players coming back. You heard the stories of like a Reggie Collier, of a Sammy Winder, and then there they are back at homecoming. And so you just got all this nostalgia and sit around and talk about with former players, former great coaches are around and just talk, Southern Miss football and all that they did. And that's one beautiful side from a player perspective for homecoming. Coach Bauer brings somebody good to speak in. There was a great Southern Miss guy to the team. And I love, too, kind of the pageantry from a player's perspective of homecoming, man. I love all that. I mean, you got the parade, you got the homecoming court. I mean, I loved all that stuff because you knew a lot of people in the homecoming court. Like, man, look who's queen, look who's king. That's pretty cool. And people more doused up in the stands, the student section with the coats and ties a little bit more, and or at least ties. It's the pageantry of homecoming that really puts an oomph to the college football atmosphere and the homecoming special time.
Well, we'll see you this Friday, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Can't wait to see you guys. Always a pleasure, except talking to you, Kelly. You, Bob. It's a pleasure talking
to you.
We
love you, Marchant. Thank you for being on the show, brother.
Love you, too. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. You hear that? He don't want to talk to you.
Get on the list.
All right, Kelly. Basketball plays an exhibition game last night. A lot of, I think there are dozens of people may have jumped off the bridge last night, but and I understand. But it's an exhibition game, and in the big scope of things, summarize what happened. Tell us what you think it means, if anything.
Well, the Eagles lost last night to Houston Christian. The Huskies beat the Golden Eagles 69-64 last night. And really, Houston Christian led pretty much the entire way. Neither team shot the ball very well. Both of them shooting in the 20% ranges. And Houston Christian only won about 7 games last year. But these exhibitions, it's a chance for guys to continue to compete for starting positions. The games that count, kind of like in football, are the ones in conference, which is where you get your seeding, and that you qualify then for the postseason Sun Belt tournament. And Dylan Brumfield had 8 points. Of course, Dylan Brumfield going over to Southern Miss from William Carey, and he prepped at Oak Grove High School. And his dad, of course, was a coach at Oak Grove High School. Southern Miss won the rebounding battle 44-31, so that's not bad. Now, they've got one more exhibition game on the schedule before they officially kick off the season on November 3rd. And you're sitting there going, November 3rd? Folks, November 3rd is like next week, late next week. And the last tune-up game is going to be against Jackson State. That's going to be on Monday. And then the tip-off at Jackson is slated for 7 p.m. And so Southern Miss drops one to Houston Christian 69-64. Of course, Houston Christian jumped out to a 7-0 lead, and really Southern Miss never really responded, never came back. They kind of tit-for-tat the rest of the way, but that 7-0 start was enough for Houston Christian to take it most of the way.
Way too early to get alarmed, but not what you would hope for a start. But you got, I think, all but 2 players on the team played elsewhere last year.
And this is going to be the ongoing problem with all college basketball programs, is to find an identity with the community in which they play.
Correct.
Because they're in and out that quickly, and it's tough for any coach to have to deal with that. Bruce Pearl, the coach at Auburn, quit 2 weeks before the season started because he realized he doesn't need the money, and he sure as heck at his age doesn't need the grief. Right. And this is what the NCAA has put on these guys now. It's tough.
Hey, I want to thank Nikki Hudson, our good buddy Marchant Kenny, and, of course, Coach Oz for coming on the show today. Glenn Dyer's on the program tomorrow. Plus, we'll have some football player interviews that Dima took care of for us today.
Man, that baseball schedule, though, huh? And that's something that dropped officially, and that'll be available on all the social media sites.
Killer. But you know what? They're up to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that you're taking on all comers.
They ain't played us yet.
Anywhere, anytime, something like that.
All right, that wraps up the show today. Kelly and I will be back tomorrow. Dima rejoins us here in the studio. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.